This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The head of Haiti's National Police Force said four people suspected of carrying out Wednesday's assassination of President Jovenel Moïse were killed in a shootout with police. Chief Leon Charles told reporters in Port-au-Prince that two other suspects, whom he described as mercenaries, were arrested during the shootout. Three police officers who were held hostage by the suspected assassins were freed. Charles did not provide any other information on the operation. Manhunt was launched shortly after Moïse was gunned down during a pre-dawn raid on his private home in a wealthy suburb of Port-au-Prince. Baki Edmond, Haiti's ambassador to the United States, told reporters in Washington that Haiti's border with the Dominican Republic and its airports are closed. Asked by BOA whether officials knew the nationality of the gunman, Edmond said he was unsure, but based on video footage obtained by the National Police and deemed credible, the assassins posed as agents of the U.S. Drug Enforcement Agency. The ambassador said First Lady Martine Moïse, who was also shot during the attack, is in stable but critical condition after being transferred to a hospital here in the U.S. in Miami, Florida, for treatment. One of the president's children, who was home during the attack, has been taken to a secure location. Meantime, Prime Minister Claude Joseph assumed leadership of Haiti with the help of police and the military and decreed a two-week state of siege following Moïse's killing, which stunned a nation grappling with some of the Western Hemisphere's highest poverty, violence, and political instability. President Joe Biden condemned the assassination, expressing condolences in a statement issued by the White House. Biden called the attack wearisome. By remote,